Mary was 3 months pregnant when she returned to Nazareth, and she had to tell her betrothed, Joseph. He was very unhappy. He could have publicly denounced her and demanded that she be punished, but he was a kind man, and so he decided to break off their engagement quietly to save her from disgrace. That night, as he slept, an angel appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, of the house of David, fear not to take Mary for your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he shall save people from their sins. All this is just as the prophets have foretold. When Joseph woke, he remembered every part of his dream. He thought then of the words of the prophets, words he had heard all his life, repeated by the wise men in the synagogue, of how the Son of Heaven would be born of a virgin, and would be of the house of David. He went to Mary and begged her to forgive him for doubting her story. So just as they had planned, they were married. But Joseph did not sleep with his wife until she had borne this child that the angel had told him would be the Son of God. At the time of the birth of Jesus, Herod was the king in Jerusalem, and Judea was under the control of Quirinius, the governor of Syria, whose master was the emperor Augustus in Rome. Augustus had decided that everyone in the Roman Empire should be registered by name so that taxes could be collected more efficiently. Although Joseph lived in Nazareth, he was of the house of David, whose hometown was Bethlehem. So he went to be registered there, and he took Mary with him. Mary was too heavily pregnant to walk, and rode on a donkey with Joseph leading the way. At the same time, three wise men arrived in Judea, following a brilliant star that they had seen rising in the east. When they reached Jerusalem, they asked the people, "Where is the baby who is born to be king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east, and we have come to do him honor." No one knew how to answer them, but word of their quest soon reached Herod, and it worried him. He called together all his priests and counselors, and he told them to consult their sacred books. Where did the prophets say that the Messiah was to be born? Eventually they found a verse in the scriptures of the prophet Micah that said, "You, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, a ruler will come from you, and he will be like a shepherd for my people, the Israelites." Herod invited the three wise men to his palace, and he invited them to supper. He told them what the prophet Micah had written, and he said to them, "Go then to Bethlehem. Look carefully, and you may find the child. When you have found him, come and tell me, so that I too may go and worship him." The wise men left the king's palace, but they had little faith in the words of Herod. There had been something sly in his manner that they did not trust. So they traveled on by night, following the star. As the prophet had written, it did lead them to Bethlehem, where it stopped and lit up the sky over the place where Jesus was born. When Mary and Joseph had arrived in the town, they had found that the place was overflowing with other travelers who, like them, had come to register their names. There were no rooms to be had anywhere, and the only place they could find to stay was in a stable, where the animals huddled together to keep warm. Mary was very near her time, so Joseph had gladly accepted the stable, and the baby was born that very night. They wrapped him in a cloth, and gently they laid him down in the soft hay in the manger. On the hillsides above the town were shepherds keeping watch over their flocks. The night was clear, and the sky was studded with stars. They had all noticed the strange new star that shone brightly over the town, and idly they chatted, wondering what it was or what it might mean. As they lay on their backs and looked up at the glimmering heavens, it appeared to them that all the stars began to move at once, rising and dipping, soaring and spinning, so that for a moment the night sky seemed as though it were filled with showers of sparks. Then all the stars fell at once together until they formed a gigantic figure that towered above them in the sky, a man made all of fire, an angel. They were terrified and cowered down on the ground. But when the angel spoke to them, his voice was like music carried on the wind. "Do not be afraid," he said, "for I bring news of great joy for you and all the people of the world. Today, your Savior is born in David's town. He is Christ the Lord. You will know him by these signs. You will find a baby born this night in a stable, wrapped in a cloth and lying in a manger." The stars drifted and fell apart, and then they formed themselves together again, but this time into dozens of angels. There was a sound like a thousand trumpets, and the angels were all singing, "Glory be to God on high, and peace to all the people of the earth." Then all of a sudden the singing died away, the stars fell back into their places, and the night was just as it had been before. The shepherds gazed at one another in wonder and delight. "Quickly," they said, "we must go and see this child that the angels have told us of." So the shepherds went into Bethlehem, and they found Joseph and Mary in the stable and saw the little baby lying in the manger. They fell on their knees before him. They told his parents the wonders that they had seen and heard that night, and they worshipped the child. There was a commotion in the street behind them, and they turned to see who else had arrived. It was the three wise men who had followed the star until it brought them right to the stable. They also knelt before the baby, and they gave him gifts that they had brought with them out of the east: rich gold, sweet frankincense, and precious myrrh with which to anoint the king. After they had all gone, Joseph and Mary were tired out, and they lay down to sleep. But it was not for long. Again the angel came to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Wake up, wake up! Take the baby and his mother and escape, for Herod will be looking for the child. You must go to Egypt. Stay there until it is safe to return." So that very night, exhausted as they were, Joseph loaded Mary and the baby onto their donkey, and they set out for Egypt. The three wise men had not believed that Herod wanted to worship the child. They were afraid that he meant to harm him, so they journeyed home by a different route. They did not see Herod, and they never told him what they had found. When Herod realized they had tricked him, he was very angry. If a child had been born who seemed to fulfill the ancient prophecies, then the people might come to believe that he was the true king of the Jews. Herod was not prepared to let this happen. He called his soldiers, and he told them to kill all the baby boys in the town of Bethlehem. He did not know when the child had been born, so he ordered that all boys of 2 years or younger should be killed. Had he but known it, he was fulfilling yet another prophecy himself, for Jeremiah had written, "A sound of lamentation will be heard in Ramah. It is weeping and much sadness. The mother cries for her children, but she cannot be comforted, for they are dead." So Herod's men went to Bethlehem, into the houses of the people, and they took all the baby boys and killed them. Surely there can never have been a more terrible deed than this murder of innocent children. But it failed in its purpose, for Jesus and his parents were already far away. They remained in Egypt until Herod himself was dead, and his son Archelaus became king in Judea. Then Joseph returned with his family to Nazareth in Galilee. This too was the fulfillment of a prophecy, for it was written in the book of Isaiah that the Messiah would be a Nazarene.